The GAA program with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Gee, Vegas Falcher, good evening, Clark, coming Luke Glasgale, and a shock to the show. I meet Tom Comack. And, well, we're back tonight after a number of weeks on the road following Donegal's fortunes in the under 21 Ulster Championship. And, of course, that ended with Ulster under 21 success on Monday night in the Athletic Grounds, Donegal defeating Derry in that final. And for the tonight programme, we're sticking with that theme because in a moment we'll be hearing from some of the stars of that victory over Derry on Monday night. 317 to 13 points, that's how it ended. And we'll be getting the reaction of Jamie Brennan, Owen Bawn Gallagher and Tony McLenaghan, the joint captains. Michael Langan, who has been named since that final, the Air Grid Ulster Under 21 player of the season, and of course St. Junan's Niall O'Donnell, who came on as well in that game. They're all coming up in a few moments' time. We'll also be joined later in the programme by, well, two men who have enjoyed success at Ulster under 21 level as well. Dermot Brick-Malloy was a member of the last Donegal team to win the Ulster under 21 championship. That was back in 2010. And we're also delighted to say we're joined by another former Donegal star and, well, great of many, many years ago. And the man, a member of the first ever Donegal team to win an Ulster under 21 championship, and actually the very first year of the Ulster 21 championship. That's Mickey McLoone. From Ballyshannon. Of course, Mickey McLoone would be better known as Michael McLoone to hordes of you listeners, who he was the chief executive of the Donegal County Council for a number of years. They're coming later, but first tonight we get the reaction and we find out what Jamie Brennan, Owen Bawn Gallagher, Tony McLenaghan, Michael Langan and Niall O'Donnell thought of Monday night victory over Derry.
Great to get the Ulster title, and man, the match is just a bonus now, to be honest. I thought it was a great team performance and really kicked on the second half and just established from the lads.
Yeah, because but having said that, you know, your touch for the goal and that soccer touch, as someone said, you're going across channel, you missed the semi-final.
I know that. We break a space, opened up, and I didn't have time to pick it up, so
Did you think about picking it up?
I didn't, you know, because it all opened up, and then I was going to shoot it, and I seen Lorcan in the corner of my eye, and he was wide open, so thankfully, because my legs were going to go at the end there.
Yeah, but you got a brilliant cross, and he finished it well.
Yeah, thankfully.
That was a big score.
Oh, definitely. Like, they're really putting high pressure on us too, and they had runners coming through and we couldn't get it stopped, and they're really pushing on. But once that went in, luckily they kind of eased up in the second half, then we really kicked on.
Yeah, and Jason added a point quickly afterwards, and and all of a sudden from being level, you were four up going in at half time.
But like off the bench too, it really gave us a huge lift, and after that then we didn't really look like looking back. So
And tell me, came out then in the second half, and I suppose the message was at half time, really come out now, go out now and really play as you should play and push them away.
They really threw everything at us in the first half, and we knew if we could just lift it up a gear they wouldn't be able to last with the intensity, and it was great that we did and showed class there at the end.
Dublin now on Saturday.
Little
time to prepare.
But we'll enjoy tonight, and we'll get focused now for Saturday. Saturday's a big game, so everyone will be tuned in for that too.
Well, Owen, congratulations just after lifting the cup. A great honour, a great occasion.
That's great. Great now. Unbelievable feeling now. Been preparing for it all year, so it's great, great to get over the line now. I think weathered the storm we were there in the first half, and thankfully Jamie helped, did a massive part in getting the goal before half time. Well finished with Larkin, but just great to be Ulster champions.
Yeah, the goal was important before half time because they had come back into it.
They come well back into it now. They're giving us everything. They missed a few goal chances too, like, and it was a great piece of play by Jamie.
I'd be happy enough at half time to be four up.
I don't think we played well enough in the first half, you know, to deserve to be 4 points up. I think Derry missed a few chances that another day they could have taken, and that was great now that we managed to get the scores. And
the third goal probably set you on the road, didn't it?
It was just taking our chances there at the end of the game, finishing them off. I think it's something we've been weak at as a team the whole way up since under 16, so it was great to do it today.
And Dublin on Saturday, would you like a little more time to prepare for them, or are you quite happy?
We've been used to the short turnaround, you know, we had extra time, we've had no longer than a week to prepare for any game really, so I think we're well used to it at this stage, and it's no excuse anyway, a short turnaround.
Well, congratulations Tony, obviously joint captain with Owen Bawn. Great honour.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We had a great season of it, like, so far. And we knew if we put in the effort throughout the last couple of months, we were going to make it, like.
Yeah.
We just have to keep looking forward now to the next game.
Yeah. And obviously, came into the campaign, you know, with a kind of a burden, because you were very much the favourites, you know, right through.
We knew if we really put it in against Throne, we could get past the rest of them if we put in the same effort then. It's great because it was the same. A lot of the same players went through the minors here, the whole way to the Ireland. That's what we're looking to do again here.
Yeah, and obviously lessons learned over those campaigns. I suppose, in particular, the semi-final defeat 2 years ago to Derry.
Definitely, you can't let yourself get complacent to the game. I felt like we nearly did there in the second half, but we were lucky enough. We just kept pushing on, getting scores over the bar.
4 points up at half time. You know, it'd have been a happy enough dressing room, was it?
No, it wasn't that happy. We were might have been 4 points up, but we got a bit of a ball again at half time because we weren't playing well. Just we had up it, and that's what we did.
And you got the third goal. I suppose that you could lift the heads a bit then.
We knew once we went ahead, and if they pushed up, and we would turn them on our 45, we could just break and score goals all the time, man.
Ulster champion, Michael, how does that feel?
It's a great feeling now. We've been working for months now flat there, and it's great to finally win it.
Yeah, this was the goal from the very start of the year, and this was always the target. You were the best team in Ulster throughout the campaign. Yes, you've had your patches where you've had to dig deep and work hard, but this is a tremendous occasion for you.
You see the support here, it's just out in the middle of the field, and there's people everywhere, and thanks to the support coming out today, and it's just, can't even put it into words how I feel right now. We've been working so long for this year, and it's great to finally win it.
Yeah, it means so much to win an Ulster title, and I suppose to win it as well in the final year of at under 21 level.
It's nice to make a bit of history, and hopefully go on now and go on an All Ireland, hopefully.
Yeah,
with Dublin now Saturday, and hopefully we'll focus on them, and hopefully we'll make the All Ireland.
How does it feel to finish top scorer in the Ulster under 21 championship?
I don't even know here tonight, but that's a good feeling, I'm sure. It doesn't matter, whoever gets scores gets them, and it's all team effort.
Yeah. Well, now you're going to need another team effort this coming Saturday, All Ireland semi final against the Dubs. There's a bit of history there, obviously, from minor level with you guys, but it's a match that you'll definitely be up for.
It's a match we're looking forward to. I mean, we'll recover now, and probably don't know if we're celebrating yet tonight, and we'll get recovery done, and we'll focus on Dublin, their strengths, and we'll try and stop them, and I'm just looking forward to it.
Niall O'Donnell, Ulster champion, how does that feel?
It's great. You know, it was great to get the win over Derry. We knew coming into the game they're going to be a very, very tough top position, and they proved that the first half. But I think we knew coming in we have a strong 15, but I'd say the boys coming off the bench are even stronger. You know, there's boys there knocking on the door. I mean, Ethan O'Donnell coming on to get a goal. Like, the second half, we consider ourselves a brave team going in the second half with the panel we have, the strength and depth. It's a superb bunch of boys, and no better bunch of boys to win that game with today.
Yeah, you like this one in Finland with Donegal. You won, of course, at minor level, and you left it as captain, but this is a special group of players, and a very, very talented group of players, and deserving Ulster champions.
100%. I mean, last year it was great to win, and you know, it's good to get into the winning habit. And like this here team, like every team, every Donegal team I'm part of, there's a special bond between everybody. There's about 16 boys and the seniors, and I mean, you wouldn't even notice it. We're all just such a family at this stage, and I think that's what really comes to the end at the end of games. We'd be just in with the chance all the time.
Yeah, you'll be knocking now, trying to get a starting place. You come on and you played very well in that second half. Now,
I mean, I'm on the bench, but I'm quite happy to be on the bench, because being on the bench doesn't mean you're not as good as about the first 15. It means every man has a job, and we carry out that job to the best of our ability. And when that works, you've seen the score today. I mean, when we go out and we work for the team to our jobs, we feel confident we're going to get the result at the end of every game.
You talk with confidence, but there's a confidence in this team, and you can see it in the pitch, and you're going to carry that through now to Dublin the next day.
Yeah, I mean, Dublin are obviously a strong opposition. We played them in a friendly at the start of the year, and you know, it was a very tough game, but I mean, it's the first time ever I'd say that there's that much confidence coming into a side, because we're such close knit and the confidence is there. And you know, we're going to go out and we work on other teams, but we feel if we get our part of the game right, we'll come out on top regardless of who the opposition is.
Awesome, many congratulations. Thank you. Thanks, champion. Well done, Niall.
Thanks a million.
That's Niall O'Donnell there speaking to Oisin Kelly, and Michael Langan was speaking to Oisin as well. And of course, you heard from Jamie Brennan, Owen Bawn Gallagher and Tony McLennan on that great success on Monday night. And congratulations to Declan Bonner, and the team certainly have done worked wonders with that squad of players. And of course, they're playing Dublin on Saturday afternoon in Kingspan Breffni Park. 2:30 to throw into that one. And of course, if you can't make it to Breffni Park, Declan Bonner are very anxious that a good Donegal support goes along to that game. You can hear it live here in its entirety on Highland Radio. But also, I wish to send best wishes to one man that was in the Athletic Grounds on Monday night, and the man that's going through a tough time at the moment. That's the Donegal under 21 goalkeeping coach, Pat Shovlin. It was great to see you there, Pat, and if you happen to be listening, we wish you well in your fight at the moment, and I know you're a battler, so we wish you all the well, and we hope to see you again in Cavan on Saturday afternoon. Donegal winning in 8th Ulster Under 21 Championship title on Wednesday night, or on Monday night, with that victory over Derry in the Athletic Grounds in Armagh. 3-17 to 13 points. Larkin Connor, Michael Carroll, and Ethan O'Donnell scored those goals. Carroll getting the goal, or Larkin Connor getting the goal in the first half after that great soccer style run from Jamie Brennan we were talking to him about a few moments ago. But they're a very good team. As I said, it's a first under 21 since 2010, and delighted to see I'm joined by a member of that 2010 winning team, Dermot Brick Malloy. Of course, Dermot also went on to win an All-Ireland senior medal in 2012 under Jim McGuinness. First of all, Dermot, very good night to you, and welcome to the programme.
Evening, Tom.
And obviously, like the rest of us, certainly enjoying this current under 21 team.
Definitely, it's brilliant, you know, to see the Ulster Championship back, you know, in Donegal. Amazing bunch of players there at the minute. You know, you're going through the likes of, you know, Michael Langan and Owen Bangallard, Jason McGee, Jamie Brennan. You know, there's so much talent there, like, and it's exciting times, you know, for Donegal football. And you know, if I think 9 of our panel came out of the 2010. Went on to win All-Ireland medals in 2012. So if the future's looking like that, you know, it's very exciting times ahead.
Yeah, because I think there's something like 16 of the current panel actually in or the current under-21 squad in the senior squad. So certainly it bodes well. And, 2010, Donegal hadn't won one in something like 10 years and hadn't been close to one either, I think, actually. They hadn't won one in since what? Since 1995. And hadn't been in a final since 2010, so yours came out of the blue?
Yeah, completely out of the blue. I suppose Jim got the job in, you know, 2010, and I suppose the players knew that things were going to be a bit different this time around. We went back training, I think, in October that year, and in fairness now, Jim really put a really professional base within that group of players and really got the players believing, you know, early on that we were capable of doing big things that year, and ultimately, you know, we became Ulster champions, and obviously, you know, we were a kick of the ball away from winning the All-Ireland. But, it was a special time now for us.
Yeah, and what's your memories of that campaign? Obviously, it was Cavan, was it, in the final, was it?
Cavan, yeah, we played Cavan in the final. We beat Armagh in the first round of the championship. Armagh were big favourites to win Ulster. A hot Jamie Clark was performing extremely well, and Paddy McGrath put him in his pocket that night, and that was probably the first night that people got to see Paddy McGrath. So, it was just wee memories like that stick out. And we played Derry then in the semi-final, and went on then to beat Cavan in the final. And they were just great moments. You know, I think everyone remembers Michael Murphy's goal that day. The one-handed catch and finished at the end of the roof of the net. And yeah, it was a very tight bond. It's a bit, I suppose, like the team at the minute there. Very close knit and willing to work hard for each other, and a good bond between management as well. So, yeah, definitely, you know, for us it was a nice thing to go in, I suppose, as underdogs, and no one expecting you to win it, and then eventually winning it. It was a very sweet feeling now, Tom.
And I think you got in the score sheet yourself that day too.
I did. I think I hit 1-4 that evening, so I was lucky enough. I think Murphy was catching everything and laying it off, so he was doing all the donkey work. So. It was nice now to play you know, a part in that final as well. You know, it's something, you know, I'll always remember.
Yeah, and of course, as you said, quite a few of that team came through to play senior, and probably were playing senior at the time.
That's right. Well, I suppose looking at it, I think Michael and Leo were actually the only two that were in at the start of the year. And after, obviously, the success that we had at under 21 level, I think myself, Mark McHugh and Paddy McGrath obviously came in then to the fold in 2010.
Probably Martin McElhenney, Declan Walsh as well, I think.
And obviously the boys then, obviously, I think 9 of us then came out of that team. Like, so it was a lot, I suppose, when you see now that they're 16 actually in, you know, the current Donegal senior setup. It probably says a lot that, you know, it's a young man's game now, and you know, it's great that these kind of players are getting the chance, you know, to express themselves at senior level.
Yeah, Dermot, can you stay on the line with us? You can.
I can.
Dermot, and Well, Dermot says it's a young man's game. It was a young man's game back in 1963 too, I think, because I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Mickey McLoon on the phone line. And Mickey was a member of that first ever Donegal team to win a first ever Ulster Under 21 Championship, Mickey.
Yeah, that's right. 1963, we beat Cavan, I think, 3-6-1-3 in Irvinstown. And I suppose there were a lot of the minor team that played against Down in the Ulster final that year were featuring then. So certainly it was a young team at the time. And it was the beginning of the Ulster, or sorry, the Under-21 Championship. And we had the honour of, I suppose, winning that first title.
Yeah. How was that, the Under-21 Championship greeted that time, or how did it come about?
You know? Well, I mean, there's a gap, obviously, big time between minor and senior, and there was a lot of people bemoaned the fact that a lot of very good minors, you know, were being lost in that period and weren't the big expectations that would have made it to the senior team. So the Under-21 was seen as filling a vital gap at that time. And, you know, despite the fact that we played an awful lot of football at club level and at minor level, there was a great welcome for it. And, you know, an awful lot of the players who were going to make it through the senior team were featuring then. Like,
was it true to say that time, Mickey, that, you know, the senior football was a more, you know, older age group, you know, older players playing, would it be?
Without a doubt, that was the situation, and it was difficult to make a breakthrough. I mean, when you look at the Donegal panel now and you see the number of under-21s coming through and you see the kind of exposure they're getting, like they got in the athletic grounds and which they got earlier in the league, and they're maturing far faster. Most people had this expectation that Donegal were going to be in the doldrums for 2 or 3 years because it was going to take that time for these players to mature. But in fact, they showed from the second half against Kerry right through that actually these players were really up for it, very fit physically. They were very strong. So that combination of speed and strength now is coming through very much. And it's and with the different kind of style of play with such a focus on possession and so forth, and then you can bring players very much into the game a lot easier than you could then, where, you know, high fielding, the long balls, the very physical stuff meant that, you know, players weren't getting the same opportunities to make it at senior level. So the under 21 then definitely filled that gap big time for us.
Thoughts away against the question, Clara, come on, Luke Klasky and the Shock and the Show. My special guest tonight are Mickey McLoon, former Donegal senior player, former Ulster player, and of course a member of the very first ever Donegal team to win a very first ever Ulster Under 21 Championship. We'll talk to Mickey in a moment again. We're also joined on the programme tonight by Dermot Brick-Murloy, of course an All-Ireland winner with Donegal in 2012 and a member of the last Donegal Under 21 team, that is up to last Monday night, to win an Ulster Under 21 Championship. We'll be back though in a moment.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get behind Donegal in 2017 and gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fodger Ash and my special guest tonight are Mickey McLoon, former Donegal senior player and Ulster player, and of course a member of that very first ever Donegal team to win an Ulster Under 21 Championship, and Dermot Brick-Malloy, of course, All-Ireland winner with Donegal in 2012 and also a winner of the seventh, actually, in 2010 Ulster Under 21 Championship. Back to you, Mickey. Any idea, am I putting you in the spot now? Maybe give you a stab at naming that first winning team. It's a historic one. We heard Tony McLennan talk about the historic title on Monday night being the last. Fitting, I suppose, Donegal won the last, having won the first.
Yeah, well, I think, as far as I recall, Joe Lepper from McCool's now was in goals. Hughie Travers, who would have been Donegal Town, was right cornerback. I think John Dan McMenamin would have been McCool's, would have been fullback. Seamus Given was the left cornerback, a relation of the famous Irish goalkeeper.
Yeah, his father.
And
yeah.
Exactly. And Carl, another uncle of Micheál Carl, was right half back, had the same strong build. And Eddie Gallagher from Charlotte, St. Noel's, big man, centre half back. And I think Dan McCool's would have been their left half. Now, in the middle of the field was the famous Frankie McPhee.
I think we've lost Mickey McLoone there. We got back to him. I hope we have Dermot Brick Malloy on still on the line. Dermot, we're not going to ask you to name the team because at this stage I think we probably have a fair idea of that 2010 team anyway. But obviously 2010 was the impetus for you guys and for the whole county and for that team to go on and have greater things. And of course, Jim was appointed manager of the senior team at the end of that year.
That's it, Tom. Definitely. I think the senior players then probably started to believe as well that Donegal was capable of going on to win, Ulster titles and All-Irelands. And definitely, belief comes from winning things. And I think the group of us that, went into the senior panel then after that, that belief, we kind of got that through to the other players as well. And obviously Jim was a massive, massive help in that. But it was definitely the catalyst, I think, for the success then, down the road,
Yeah, and you were one of the younger lads on that team, weren't you?
I was just turned 19 at the time.
Yeah, but that was your last under 21, was it? You weren't there in 2013, no?
No, it was 2012, I was my last one, so I was young, I gone in, I suppose, to it.
Yeah, and obviously it was the start of it, and as you said, so many of that team came through and are still playing today. Of course, you're no longer with the county senior squad, still only a young man. Still, do you miss it?
Ah, definitely. You miss it some days. I suppose I'd done it for long enough. I suppose I came in, in 2010 and stuff, and done a massive, 6 years there, it's hard work, and just enjoying kind of life at the minute, and just enjoying club football, really. And, I suppose, you lose out in a lot of years where, there's things that you can't do in life. Commitment's massive, and I just felt at the time that, I wasn't really enjoying it. And I suppose, when you're not enjoying something, there's no point, hanging on to it. But, no, you miss the big days, with Ulster finals and stuff like that, but definitely not travelling down to training anyway, Tom.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we've got Mickey McLoone back again just to prove that it is a live programme, and we have the vagaries of live radio. Mickey, I think we were at midfield. I think you had...
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. No, I was about to announce the midfielder, Frankie McFeely, I think, who went on, of course, to win great fame as the first player to lift the senior Ulster title for Donegal in 72. So Frankie was in the middle of the field with Mick McLaughlin, a very strong midfielder as well from Cairn. I was playing right half forward, I think, that day. Declan O'Carroll from St. Joseph's and Bundoran was in the middle, and Frankie Campbell with the deadly left foot from Glenties, who was also playing minor with us, was in the left half forward position. Then Donal Breslin from Gweedore was, I think, the right half forward. Pat O'Donnell from, I think it was from Kilcare, and Joe Bonner was it from...
probably John Bonner.
John Bonner is right, from Dunlow. Yeah, you'd know.
Yeah, I'd be in trouble if we didn't...
John Bonner, of course, the left half-forward.
Yeah.
So a number of them obviously went on to senior ranks, but a number again, I think, contested each of the succeeding three Ulster finals. I stand to be corrected in that, but I think Donegal actually played in the first four Ulster finals and won three of them, which was quite an achievement, 63, 65 and 66. And I think we got through in 64, beaten down in the semi-final. But
I think it was 64 you won and you lost in 65.
Oh, sorry, 65, I beg your pardon, yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. And in 64 then we went on, I think, to play. That was the first All-Ireland semi-final. We got a civic reception in Port Leash on the Saturday night, and we got a damn sight different reception on the Sunday. On a typical Leash, and that we had Eddie Gallagher carried it off before too long in the first half, and we were really shocked. But from about... Been 8 or 9
one down, we levelled and got tipped in the post. So that was a big disappointment.
Yeah.
And then the following year, I think it was Roscommon that beat us in the semi-final.
That first year was just Ulster. It didn't go to All-Ireland.
That's right, yeah. So, but still, it was great because I suppose it was the beginning between the minors beginning to come forward, contest that Ulster championship final in 63. I think it was the first time Donegal actually contested an Ulster final was that year. So the minors were making the grade. We just got tipped by a point that year, and then the under-21s took over, and we had great success, and that was the foundation of the team.
Yeah. So by and large, under-21 has been good for Donegal.
Oh, huge. Well, I mean, that was the genesis then of the first...
All-Ireland.
And
the second one is, as we're hearing there from the Dermot Prick nine tonight, the second one as well.
That's right, yeah. I know there's no question. And I mean, in 66, it was a huge disappointment because there were a lot of players playing, obviously, under 21 and senior that time as well. We were pipped by Down in that Ulster final in 66. So there's no doubt about it, but the flow coming through minor and under 21 is. You know, the track record is there. That's what counts. And now players are getting even better preparation, obviously, than what we got. And it's much more intense.
Mickey, unfortunately, we have to cut you short there. The time has beaten us again. My thanks to Dermot Brick Malloy, to Mickey McClune, to Jimmy Stafford on sound, and to Seachtain Jogan, Slán agus Beannacht.